The weather then, feeling more like it should do for winter, I think. Certainly a little bit colder. Let's find out what we can expect over the coming days with the weather and what's going on at the moment with the weather as we welcome Simon, who joins us from your St John's Lye, I believe, Simon, this morning.
Yeah, live from St John's Lye. My first outing, more or less, well, I guess outside Woking, more or less. I'm getting out and about. I did go to London a few days ago to see the Christmas lights.
Ooh.
It was one of my first long walks. I've done, I think it was about 2 hours of walking around London. Obviously not fast, and you can't go fast because a lot of people walking around. It's quite crowded. And I saw Big Ben, which will go on YouTube eventually. And other things as well. I went there, I did Christmas shopping, John. I bought a few Christmas presents for people, which I can't tell you that for. Secret.
Oh, this is, we're doing a secret Santa, aren't we? Yes, okay.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay, but we'll say no more about that. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you well organised for Christmas then? I mean, some people get all their shopping done and dusted before December even begins. I'm not so organised. How are you getting on for Christmas shopping?
Well, I just got to get my mum and dad a Christmas present, which I'm going to ask them later on what they want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Obviously, I have to get the shop now. I can't get on the internet. So I really won't get time to get something, perhaps something small and nice, maybe some chocolates or something, or some clothes, maybe. But we'll see. That's it, really.
Yeah.
A few Christmas cards today. I'm pretty much done nearly, John.
Oh, there you go.
Much.
Mr. Organiser, I like that. Yeah, the decorations, though, I mean, you've been around London. I was in Walton on Thames yesterday. They had the Festival of Lights, which was amazing. They had a big parade through Walton on Thames with lanterns and bagpipe playing and all sorts. Woking Christmas lights are on. Have you seen the tree in Woking yet?
Yes, I have. Literally just been down there recently in town yesterday. Because I go back to the shop yesterday. I got a new mobile phone last week, which is taking a while to sort out, get the quirks of it, get the software sort of worked out. And it's much better than the old one. It actually, it's a little bit smaller than the last phone, which is good. Just a little bit, which is nice. So it's not as heavy as the last phone, which is good. So I won't be putting too much weight in my pocket when I'm walking and running along, which is good news, John. So that'll help the old foot. And it's a great phone. So it's, I can hear more background than I ever had before, which is incredible.
Do you know what? I got a new phone. My old phone was like, you know, no one could hear me, so I replaced it, and now it's brilliant. It's a bit of an upgrade for me. So phones are brilliant. I think you realise how much a part of their life they are when you haven't got one. You know, if your phone breaks or something like that, you sort of you're a bit lost about it, aren't you?
Pretty much, yeah, unless you've got the old skills of knowing how to use a map and know your local route and everything else like I have.
Well, you'll be all right, Simon, without a phone. I mean, you won't be able to do videos, but you know, you'll be able to get around. You've got all those skills.
Exactly. I probably have to write an essay up on a piece of paper, probably, but then I have to use my... I couldn't do that because I can't spell.
I
can't do that.
Yeah, I'll get someone to write it for you and stick it on a notice board somewhere. That'll be what we did in the old days. Stick it in a poster.
I have the old camera, which I can use, my digital camera, which I haven't used for a while, so that'd be good, so I can use that.
There you go. I think technology is great. It's you realise how much technology we have in a mobile phone these days. It's brilliant. So, yeah, Christmas decorations up, St John's Village is looking rather nice. I walked through there probably about half an hour ago. I must have just missed you, Simon.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was supposed to go to my parents' house, and then my dad, unfortunately, got COVID.
Oh, no.
Oh, blimey.
Still about, isn't it?
I've been closed for the last 2 days, so I've got to do a COVID test, and hopefully, well, my workplace still says if you've got COVID, you have to be off. So, and the bizarre thing is, I'm going to be off pretty much on holiday soon. So, if I have to be off next week with COVID, I'm going to be off for the whole rest of the year.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed it's not. Fingers crossed you're clear. So do a test and we'll see where you go from there. But weather-wise then, weather-wise, Simon, it's definitely a bit colder. There's lots of ice about on car windscreens. So what's happening for weather at the moment then?
Well, as I said to you last time, over about a month and a half ago on the 15th of October, we were going to have a repeat of November 2010 to November 2010 to December 2010 to remember. And it looks pretty close to it. It's definitely looking pretty cold. We call big freeze in the next 2 weeks, I would say. I say it, big freeze, but it's looking pretty icy and cold and potentially snow. We might even get a dusting of snow next week or a lot of snow. This weather could sort of change as usual next week. It's very uncertain, the weather next week. We could get a lot of snow around here, John, maybe a covering of it, especially with the hills or so locally. So we've got to keep an eye on it for the next week or two. It's going to be very interesting weather, fun and games, basically.
And, of course, this country, a couple of flakes of snow and everything grinds to a halt, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. We're the last book of the world globally to get what's vital in the snow. And then further away on the train track, like last year in December, it's completely, not running trains all day. And it's bizarre. I remember 2010 January, and the trains ran all the way to London and back and forth, and it was about 10% of snow. So I don't understand what they were playing at last December, 22 on the railway track into London. Actually, on the underground, that didn't make any sense. John, that was just, that was a bit over. I think it's due to the train strike, probably. I might be wrong, but there's probably a reason.
But yeah, it's annoying though when you want to get to where you want to go and you find that trains aren't running because of strike action or because of snow or leaves on the line or whatever it may be. But yeah, okay. So it's going to continue to be cold into next week then.
Yeah, we might even get to snow and far frosty mornings, and it's basically just, well, it's the season for it, and it is nearly Christmas. I'm not saying it's going to be a white Christmas. It might be. It's a 50% chance still at the moment, but it's looking like it appeared last year, December 22, across the southeast for some reason again.
I was going to ask, is it going to be a white Christmas? But we'll have to wait and see on that one. But yeah, it's definitely cold. And I think it should be cold at this time of year. It feels kind of like everything's right in the world when you wake up in November, the end of November, and it's freezing cold, because that's kind of how it should be.
Yeah, because it's been very mild this autumn. I think just about 2 or 3 days ago, it was about 15 Celsius across Wales and northwestern parts of England. Also, it was most unusually warm for the time of year. I think I did say it'd be quite a warm autumn, didn't I? So I got that right as well, John.
Well, there you go. See, we'll check back. We've got recorders of all your previous appearances. We can say, well, yeah, you got that right. You got that right. What are you up to for the rest of the day then? I mean, COVID test depending. I'm going to get that tested.
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to obviously do that. I've got some trousers that need sewing up, which I'm wearing right now. I've got a lot of trousers to sew up and patch up, and I've got a rucksack and he's patching and sewing up as well, which I'm wearing right now, and he's fixing up. And a bit of a tailor, so I can fix anything with clothes. I've even offered to do some of my friends, colleagues' clothes at work also, if they want a bit of tailoring up on the house. It's up to them, really. I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Office, you're a man of many talents, aren't you, Simon? If there's something that he's doing, you're the kind of the man that's going to do it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm literally a 007, not a joke.
Love that. Brilliant. So what's going on YouTube? You mentioned the Christmas lights making an appearance. What else is happening on your YouTube channel at the moment?
Well, I got a weather forecast for last night. I think this was called Live at Very Extreme Holy Grail. Winter weather forecast, UK 2023, 2024, which is a very unique forecast, which you've got to look at, which is on there right now. And I've got other forecasts. I've got one about snowstorm next week across the south east for some reasons, which is looking potentially possible. And I've just got lots of other ones. You've got more on the flight line on the way, which you're going to stand by, which I won't tell you about. You have to watch my channel. Oh. Simon H. Evans.
Yep, as I say. Yeah, Simon H. Evans on YouTube. Simon, try and stay warm, and I hope we're hoping for a negative test for you for the COVID, and we'll speak to you next week at the same time.
Yeah, I'll let you know about my next test. No problem.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, good luck with that. Hopefully it's not. But have a good day and stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Bye,
John. Bye, everyone. Thank you. There you go. Thank you. Simon Evans there. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. It's